الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وقد قال تبارك وتعالى ألم يأن الذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, I recited an ayat from the 27th para where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns every Muslim not to follow those people whom went against the teaching of Allah and the teachings of the Rasul of that time. Because the result of it was that day after they began to commit sin openly to that extent that the capacity of accepting the truth had come out of their hearts. The ayat which I recited, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, has the time not yet come for those who got iman? In other words, the address is toward those people who got iman. And those who got iman, it's obvious that the effect must take place. If the effect does not take place, that means there's an effect, a defect in you, not in the iman. Allah Ta'ala says, the time has not come for those who got iman to bow down their hearts towards the remembrance of Allah. In other words, towards the command of Allah, towards the advice of Allah Ta'ala. Here Allah Ta'ala makes it very clear that you have to bow down completely with total submission to Allah Ta'ala's commands. One is not supposed to question Allah Ta'ala in any way. Whatever Allah Ta'ala does for him, that is best for him. Our duty is with total submission to Allah and to make sure we follow and bow down to every command of his. وَلَا يَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. And do not become from the people of those books. مِنْ قَبْلُ. The people of the book, whether it's the Jews, whether the Christians. فَطَعْنَ عَلِيهِمُ الْأَمَدِ. Because for a very long time they began to follow their desires and passions. And they began to show total disrespect to the Nabis of that time. And if they discarded the books that Allah sent to them, they showed no interest to it at all. A don't care attitude was adopted. For a being قَبْلُ فَطَعْنَ عَلِيهِمُ الْأَمَدِ. In other words, for a very long period where Nabis came and reminded them all the time, for a very long period of time. But they were not prepared to accept. Instead, they became daring and became open in committing Allah's, showing disrespect to Allah Ta'ala. فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبٌ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. The result of it was that the hearts became so hard to that extent that it did not have the capacity of accepting the truth. وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. The result, Allah Ta'ala says that most of them today are the non-believers. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the sinners. not those who keep away from sins. Because those people who keep away from sins, they have those two good qualities in them which Allah explains in the Quran. The two good qualities is one, which I have recited in the Quran, that they bow down to the command of Allah happily. In every instant, in every moment, in every event, they are always bowing down to the command of Allah. They make sure that they seek only one thing, and that is to seek the pleasure of Allah. In everything that they do, they have only one purpose, and that is to seek the pleasure of Allah. Whatever it may be your business maybe, it may be your marriages, your social life, your private life, any kind of life you may be in, the only thing that you seek for is to seek the pleasure of Allah. And the next quality they have in them, that they do not become like the people of the books, that how they have discarded and turned away from the Nabis. These people have bound down their hearts to that extent that they made sure that they made their lives according to the Sahabas and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Nabis of that time. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions that the people who are true mu'mins, a true mu'min, who is he? The quality which he's supposed to have. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. The true sense of mu'min is that person, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The time you remind him of the command of Allah, when وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ إِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ, the time when you remind him of the command of Allah, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُ, the heart begins to fear and shiver for fear of Allah. They begin to shiver and fear Allah Ta'ala. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ, the time the iman, the tilawat of the Quran is put forward to them. زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, the iman becomes more stronger in their hearts. And a nur is being created into their hearts. زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Ya Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is showing us who are the true mu'mins. Who are mu'min supposed to be? A mu'min, the quality he is supposed to have in him. زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. He makes sure that they have total trust in Allah. See, the most important thing is to have trust in Allah Ta'ala. In any condition Allah Ta'ala keeps you, that is the best condition for you. You must have trust in Allah. Do not turn to anyone else for any kind of help, because no one can help you, because that person needs help himself. The only one can help you is the one that does not need help, and is Allah. You can go and ask help to someone else. After some time, you tell, I'm tired of you, please go away from me, I don't see your face too. He keeps far from you thereafter. If he sees you, take a U-turn. But the person who remembers you and always waiting for you to ask him, and the one who is supposed to ask all the time, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, the true mu'min is that person who has total trust in Allah. His heart is dedicated to Allah Ta'ala. He knows that no one else can do anything to him besides Allah. No matter where he is, his trust in Allah Ta'ala becomes so strong. Anything that he does also, he is trusting only Allah. He does not take his trust away from Allah to something else. That person's life would be a halal life. Today we have gone to the extent that we left Allah and turned towards other things, that today we are going to so much of sorrow and grief, unhappiness. That if we have trust in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then you notice that even we run our businesses, it must be according to Allah's commands. But because we do not have those things in our lives, there's so much of unhappiness and so much of, what must I say, misery. There's no joy, there's no peace of mind, there's no contentment. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, to Allah Ta'ala says, that this is one of the qualities of a mu'min, that he has total trust in Allah. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. With all that, he makes sure that no matter what he's going through, he can go through any difficulties and hardship, but he is very, very steadfast in establishing salah. He is very, very firm in establishing salah. He makes sure that he fulfills the command of Allah, because he does not come to the salah for any purpose, only one purpose. He does not come to the mosque because he's going through some difficulties or hardship, that he only come to the masjid and then only when that, whatever he's asking for, Allah gives him, and he goes away after that. But he is so dedicated to Allah. That in any condition he may be going through, but he does not forget Allah Ta'ala, he established salah. Even become more stronger, his relation become even more stronger. Because he knows this much, that my duty towards Allah Ta'ala is to keep him happy. If today he won't give me, tomorrow he'll give me. And he will give me, for definite he'll give me. Because he says, I will give you. I will give you. But establish salah. But do not read salah with that intention. You see, we read, we do anything, we do for a reason. We have some motive behind. Our motive must be only for the pleasure of Allah. Allah must be happy with you. This is a sign of a mu'min. Allah Ta'ala must be happy with you. So he established salah. He does not miss his salah also. He keeps his relationship with Allah Ta'ala for only for his pleasure. Yet these are the true mu'mins. Ulaika mu'minuna haqqa. Allah Ta'ala said, these are the true mu'mins. The true people who's got iman in them. Oh Allah, give us the same iman. We must have the same iman in us. Because that is the true quality of a mu'min. A true mu'min is that person, in reality, who bowed down his heart towards Allah Ta'ala. Total submission to Allah. Who bowed down in every way to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But today you'll find that we have been worshipping our nafs. We are not worshipping our desires. We are worshipping our egos. When it suits us, we do it. When it does not suit us, we don't do it. We are not, when it happens, when the time your eyes opens in early part of the morning, that time you come really rushing to the mosque to read Fajr Salah. The next day, you your eyes not open, and if your eyes open to today, I'm tired, you close your eyes and sleep away. Everything that you do now, this is our condition. One day you got into a josh, you read so many namazes. The next day the josh is gone, you do nothing at all. It reminds me of the incident of a person who came to the mosque in the month of Ramadan. Whole month he read namaz, so much namaz he made that no one would think, like you think there's no one bigger than him. But the day he took place, he was gone also. Our relationship with Allah Ta'ala must be not of that kind. Our relationship with Allah Ta'ala is whether he gives you anything or don't give you. We are the slaves of Allah. How he keeps us, we must accept that. So we are more on our desires. We fulfill our desires and passions. So that ayat which I recited in the beginning is a total mirror for us. It's a reflection to our actions. Allah Ta'ala says, do not become like those people before you who turn against the teaching of the Nabis of the time, who went against the kitab, and they became the followers of the desires and passions to that extent. And this was the condition for a very, very long time. In a very long time, in not a short period, a very long time, which caused thereafter the heart not to accept the truth. And this is exactly our condition today, my dear friends. We are also in the same boat. That today we have seen around what you see, the sin is rife. The only thing that you see is everything against the law of Allah. They are so open. We are so open also to commit all kinds of sin and feel nothing about it too. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when a person commits one sin, A black spot is made into his heart. If he makes tawbah, that black spot is removed. But if he commits a sin and does not make tawbah, and he commits a sin again, then one virtuous act is going away, and only sin is coming inside. Day after, a black spot comes in, so completely black. And once the heart becomes completely black, then it becomes impossible for you to day after to accept the truth. Day after, the good looks bad, and the bad looks good. You find in our society so many people of this kind, that if you have to give them any good advice or do not give them advice, it is no different at all. Some people are so daring that if you tell them to that this is haram, but they say, yes, I know it's haram, but you don't have to worry about it, mind your own business. Openly people are doing those things which you're not supposed to do. So sin has become so rife. In no way anyone can listen to the advice of the next person. The time has come now. I won't forget my Hazrat Mawla Masyula Sahib Rahmatullah said. The time has come now to give advice to anyone. There's no time. We will carry on giving advice, but there's no one will listen to advice. If Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will come, maybe that time they'll accept the advice. He's gone to that extent. When sickness comes into a person, it comes suddenly. You find a person, you know, very, very healthy. You hear that he's very, very good. MashaAllah, he's very healthy. You see him too, he's very healthy. The next moment you see he's gone to the hospital. He's gone sick. What happened here now? He was so healthy. You know, he was a health fanatic. He should go to this gym and that gym. And I don't know which gym did not go to. He should eat the best. He was a health fanatic. And next moment you see that he's in the hospital. Sudden sickness. No cure for it. And he goes throughout the world to get it cured. Nothing happens. Remember, my dear friend, sickness comes very quickly, but it takes long to go away. Likewise, the biggest sin, biggest sickness is sin. Remember, the biggest sickness is sin. A person bodily can be sick, but if spiritually he is not sick, he got everything. Bodily, if he is sick, but spiritually he is not sick, that is the most important thing. And if a person is bodily very strong and spiritually is sick, then he is a very sick man. He is a very sick man. So the biggest sickness that we are now in this society is a sin. Sin is so open today now. If you look at it very carefully, that we are not short of anything. Knowledge, we got enough. Any amount of knowledge you find, there's so much of pamphlets around. The channels are around. People are going for special classes now too. Every day you find ladies are going for classes. Men are going for classes. Literature is so much. The pen is working all the time. The channel is working all the time too. You go to Muslim homes, you find the channel is on 24 hours. Beautiful talk was given. What a wonderful talk that Maulana gave. What did it make difference in your life? Did your house become a place of Jannat? Did your house become a place of this part that you become, you look into account of your sins and see, there's something now, I've made a difference in my life. If you look at it very carefully in our society today, to cheat someone is nothing. To tell a lie is nothing. To deceive someone is nothing. To lie to someone is nothing. Whatever you can see, is everything is in a Muslim today. Where else, my dear friends, a Muslim was supposed to be of this kind, that if someone looks at him and says, yeah, Musliman. Yeah? So this is the condition of the Muslims today. That everywhere you look at it, look at the malls today. Look at the malls, what's happening in the malls, our Muslim girls who walk with them. They go with a kaftan or they go with whatever they call a black cloak. When they go there, it's being flinged out. And what's happening? They're regretting why we are wearing this kind of clothing. And they began to show themselves there. This is happening to our Muslim girls. What are we doing about that? What have you seen? What's happening now?
Every school has a fair. Because before the fair was not on. Now they need money now. Everything is money. So you must have a fair. And with the fair, there's an affair also. Where there's a fair, there's an affair also. This is what is happening to our society. Where are we going to? If we are going to carry on in the way we are carrying on, first of all, halal haram is no more important to us. You send a child to a school where he is not even aware of that, I must be careful, that's a non-Muslim child, I must not eat his lunch. You allow the child to eat his lunch. In America, a very brilliant child was going to McDonald's to eat food and becoming half of the Quran. Then the ustad began to think that why is this child not progressing? And when he got in the matter, they found out that this child in reality was going to McDonald's, which is a non-Muslim outlet, and having meals there. This is our condition today, that we do not know what is halal and haram. We show no importance to it at all. I myself, if I tell you of so many cases, to ask you Muslims, what are you doing in that Muslim outlet? What are you doing with that food outlet? Not Muslim outlet, but food outlet. But that is halal. They got a sign there, halal. So we gone to that extent where we do not have even, we cannot even think that haram and halal is so important. Junayd Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi was a very great saint. One day while he was making dua and making zikr, he found there's a difference in his ibadat. And immediately he began to think, Ya Allah, what wrong did I do that now there's a relationship with you and me is not the same. The first thing he went and asked his mother, Oh Ma, tell me this much. When I was in your stomach, did you eat anything haram? He said, Beta, I don't know, but because she was very pious herself. I don't know, I cannot remember. He says, please remember, think little bit. He said, yes, I remember one thing. My neighbor's tree was coming to our tree, our yard. Coming to our yard and I plucked the fruit. Or the fruit fell down, I just ate the fruit. Omar, that's the cause of it that today I cannot progress. Go and ask him the forgiveness. Straight away, she went and asked for forgiveness. They said, no, you are our neighbors, man. You know how you usually say, your neighbors, now what is wrong? You can eat whatever you want to. No, my son said, you must ask for forgiveness. When she asked for forgiveness, the day after Allah Ta'ala elevated him so high. And this is our condition today, that halal haram, nothing. Our business is running on haram. Total haram, our business running, and feel nothing about it. You know why? When something is creeping to a person to that extent and it becomes part of him, then the bad looks good and the good looks bad. Then you can talk to him and explain to him too, he's not prepared to accept. Why? Because he's part of him. The good looks bad, the bad looks good. If that comes into a person's heart, then it is very, very difficult. Because the only thing that can save him now, because it is impossible that a person got iman in his heart, that person still does not come and make tawbah. So this sickness that very, very strong in our society at the moment is the committing of sin openly and boasting about it. One is to commit a sin and regret. That's a very good quality. Oh Allah, I've made a mistake. I'm weak. And one is to commit a sin and become daring and boasting. That Allah Ta'ala cannot see. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala must give the tawfiq. Or whatever I have said, to make tawbah. Because you must remember one thing. If you look at it, the election is on. But most election is in the hands of Allah. Election can do nothing. If you think in the election can do everything, everything is in the hands of Allah. The control of the hearts is in Allah's. If you keep Allah happy, Allah will keep you happy. In hadith is mentioned, do not complain about the rulers because they cannot do anything, because everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. If Allah controls it, then keep Allah happy and Allah Ta'ala will keep you happy too. So with the election, if you want Alhamdulillah, if you look at it very clearly, very nicely, that in this country of ours, Allah has been very kind to us in every way, that you'll notice that we have been free to do everything. Many countries you go, you find they're not free to do what we have been given for. So much of freedom we have been given. Thank Allah Ta'ala for that. If you got freedom of religion in a country, then you are very, very, very lucky. And we are very fortunate for that, because in the past, great people have come into this country, and through their du'as, that Allah has kept this country a very, very successful country. So make du'a to Allah Ta'ala that we keep Allah happy. The bottom line is only one thing, keep Allah happy. Then Allah Ta'ala will keep you happy. Because then only you can be any part of the world. If Allah is happy with you, then you don't have to worry about anyone else. Allah Ta'ala amal karne ki taufeeq ata farmaye. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.